The Currents of Space by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by Kevin T. Collins.
Prologue. A year before. The man from Earth came to a decision. It had been slow in coming and developing, but it was here. It had been weeks since he had felt the comforting deck of his ship and the cool, dark blanket of space about it. Originally, he had intended a quick report to the local office of the Interstellar Spatio-Analytic Bureau and a quicker retreat to space. Instead, he had been held here. It was almost like a prison. He drained his tea and looked at the man across the table. He said, "I'm not staying any longer." The other man came to a decision. It had been slow in coming and developing, but it was here. He would need time, much more time. The response to the first letters had been nil. They might have fallen into a star for all they had accomplished. That had been no more than he had expected, or rather, no less. But it was only the first move. It was certain that, while future moves developed, he could not allow the man from Earth to squirm out of reach. He fingered the smooth black rod in his pocket. He said, "You don't appreciate the delicacy of the problem." The Earthman said, "What's delicate about the destruction of a planet? I want you to broadcast the details to all of Sark, to everyone on the planet." "We can't do that. You know it would mean panic." "You said at first you would do it."
"I've thought it over, and it just isn't practical." The Earthman turned.